State lawmakers are looking for ways to protect Oklahomans from future interruptions in food assistance benefits. And OG&E customers won't have a rate change during the construction of two natural gas turbines. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, November 14th. I'm Deborah Schar. With the federal government reopened, Oklahomans who missed vital food assistance are still recovering. And as State Capitol reporter Lino Ramos reports, state lawmakers say they're looking for ways to prevent fallout from a future congressional gridlock.
Lawton Republican Representative Daniel Pay chairs the Appropriations Subcommittee on Human Services in the Oklahoma House. He says he's glad the shutdown is over, but he's disappointed in Congress for not reaching a sustainable solution.
The fact of the matter is this is just kicking the can down the road 2 more months. And I'm concerned that as we get closer to January 30th, this will be Groundhog Day. This exact scenario could play out again early next year.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced shortly after it came back online that Americans should have started to receive full SNAP payouts by November 14th. With the approved funding package in Congress, the agency is one of the few with funds until September of next year. Still, Pay says, with expensive changes to SNAP benefits coming for the state, mandated by the Big Beautiful Bill, it's paramount for Oklahoma to be self-reliant in feeding its poorest citizens. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
State Attorney General Gentner Drummond is warning the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation its policy to cite indigenous hunters hunting on tribal land is unlawful. Sarah Lisi has more on a letter he sent to the state agency's director.
Drummond says ODWC's currently enforced policy against tribal citizens hunting and fishing in Indian country is misguided and unlawful. He notes it causes significant harm to the five tribes' government-to-government relationship with the state, and he addressed this all in his letter sent to ODWC Director Wade Freed. This comes after Governor Kevin Stitt appointed a special prosecutor to pursue tribal citizens who've received citations for not possessing state-issued licenses when hunting or fishing on non-trust land within a reservation. Stitt believes legal precedent shows the state can prosecute tribal citizens who commit non-major crimes, but Drummond says that's incorrect, and he's ready to litigate if ODWC's policies are not rescinded. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sarah Lisi.
Oklahoma Corporation Commissioners declined OG&E's request to charge customers during project construction. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports the vote comes after weeks of deliberation and a disagreement between commissioners.
Whether OG&E can charge customers for two natural gas turbines before they're in service was at the center of the debate. A new law that went into effect this year requires commissioners to approve that kind of ask if it's for new or expanded natural gas projects. But commissioners say the law does not apply since OG&E's application was filed before it went into effect. The company is still approved to build the turbines and buy additional power to meet its needs. It just can't charge customers until after the work is done. Commissioners debated on two final orders. They both denied OG&E's request during the meeting. Commissioner Todd Hyatt says he doesn't approve of the order that passed because OG&E was involved in its drafting. Chairman Kim David, who joined the meeting virtually, disagrees.
I'm highly offended by what you had to say. You just basically accused us both of not being genuine, and the changes that were made in this order are not substantial changes.
David and Commissioner Brian Bingman voted yes. Hyatt voted no. It's unclear if OG&E will soon file another similar request. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Schar.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.